Hello and welcome to another episode. I say another episode like there's been hundreds. The second episode of the Forthright podcast. I gotta say, these again, speaking as if I've been doing it for years. But I've gotta say, these solo podcasts are so simple and truly the way to go for someone who spends way too much time on perfecting each bit of content that I want to deliver. So yeah, having just the one track and not having the back and forth with someone where there's not necessarily an issue or a concern, but the only person who could possibly screw up is myself. And I think that's just awesome. There's the accountability there and the responsibility that is a little bit different. There's just a slightly different dynamic when there's two people or more. But anyway, hi. Yeah, welcome back. I'm just gonna talk about things again. I realized, and thank you so much to those who gave me feedback here. I realized that this platform doesn't necessarily have to be, you don't have to go into a niche. You don't have to dial in on one particular thing. And I'm sure that, yeah, most people know that about podcasts. They can be so vast, but I'm realizing myself, and yeah, thanks to those who gave me feedback, I was just going off of talking points last time, and people loved it. You guys really took a lot out of it, and I think that's awesome, and I really like that, because not only do I speak with intention, I feel there's always underlying impact and underlying meaning and importance to the things I decide to say and in particular share in public anyway, or share publicly. So yeah, where was I going with that? That's the beauty, see? Like, I'm just like, I'm losing myself, I'm losing my way here, and you're here for it. And I don't have to be quick to jump to the next question and I don't have to redirect the attention. But also, as I'm saying it, I'm like, I'm rambling on, and having someone else to like be like, hey, blah 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 blah, that'd be great right now, but that's not the case, and I'm still going. The pros of solo podcasting are all of these things. And another pro, is that the consistency of episodes and the ease of uploading. Like, I'm recording this at 5:18 p.m. on a Sunday, and this is going to be uploaded tonight on Sunday, the 8th of October. So if you're listening to this, there's a timestamp, 8th of October. And it's just really cool. It's very relaxed. I'm just sitting here. Got the house to myself right now. Brianna is house-sitting a friend's place. And I'm just sitting here drinking my chai tea with this amazing honey that a customer gave to me, gifted to me after I finished doing some hedge trimming and yard tidy up stuff, and they have their own bees, and they just came out and said, hey, this is for you. And it's like a full tub, something that you'd usually spend $12 on, you know, for good quality organic honey in a tub, a really good amount. And I got it for free. So I'm stoked. I mean, you know, there was the work that was put in, but I'm very grateful for that. And it's unlike anything you could buy in a store. So I'm living the life right now. Just thinking about what it is that you want to hear from me. I do have some. That's where I was going with things. I was saying that, I was just going over talking points last time for the first episode, and I thought, well, if that's of value, I can come up with noteworthy things to say and share every week. So here we are. I'm going to do that. Share some noteworthy things every week, and I've got an array of things to talk about with you guys right now, and let's see where we should kick off. I was thinking about how I can make this a even more valuable and resourceful podcast for you guys, and so, man, this is interesting. I'm feeling my breath uneasy right now. I'm just going to take a moment because I'm finding this a bit challenging. So I'm going to take a moment to simply just breathe, and I'm just going to let it roll, and you guys can come along for this with me. Wow. All right. We're back to center. I was feeling the pressures of, I mean, the self-created pressures of perfecting all things here and coming off in a certain way. And wow, is it good to just sit and recognize those things, hey? Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff. Whew. If you're still here, that was pretty cool. Thanks for your patience. I have these moments of like, yo, take it easy. Stop judging yourself. Breathe. Let go. Man, such human stuff. Such human stuff. Back to it though. I was about to share a couple of really cool accounts on Instagram. Because I was talking about how I can be bringing more value and resources to anybody who listens. And not to say it's going to be the same means of resources every time, but I've been looking a lot recently at two accounts in particular. One of them is at Daily Philosopher on Instagram. I think it was Daily Philosopher. Let me just double check that. Daily Philosopher or Daily Philosophy? I'm gonna double check. Yeah, Daily Philosopher. And yeah, that is just a phenomenal decision in if you're spending time. Brief moments, be it on social media, scrolling. These I've noticed are really cool because, given that they're quotes, and some of them are like short paragraphs, it sort of stops you in your tracks if you're doing mindless scrolling. For me personally, anyway, small quotes really stop me in my tracks because I'm like, oh, like words. This is something I clearly follow. What do the words say? So yes, this is a fantastic, fantastic daily resource for extremely high quality philosophy and quotes from philosophers. Why not find one right now? And you'll often find that whatever you stumble upon, whatever pops up in your feed and that catches your eye and that you read, it's always so perfect. It is always so perfect for your day. And you could say whatever you want about that. You could say the algorithm is just like incredibly smart. AI is, you know, everything's listening and knowing what you're doing throughout your day. And sure it is. But I choose to believe that the perfection that comes from it is our mind relating it to whatever is present, whatever is going on in that present moment, whatever is maybe ahead in that day, and what you're in that moment experiencing. So yeah, that's really cool. I think it's awesome that you can, there's pages like this that can add a layer or different perspective of how your day is or how your moment is and how your present mindset is as well. I'm going to find one. And maybe this would be perfect for you. Now, this is somewhat random. I just scrolled through and then stopped. This quote is by Dorothy Height. No one will do for you what you need to do for yourself. I mean, that's never not relatable, right? But hey, that's just an example of some of the awesome stuff on this page. So yes, Daily Philosopher, no full stops or anything, at Daily Philosopher on Instagram. Yeah, get around it. It's fantastic. And the other account I wanted to mention, and I think is so, so noteworthy, is Library Mindset. Again, no full stops or anything. At Library Mindset on Instagram. Another awesome one for just if you feel as though you've read everything that you need to read, check out this page and you'll realize that there is always something, and again, always the perfect thing for that given moment, that given day and time in your life. And some of them are like, I've seen a couple of posts which are 10 books that you can read in a day. And I personally love that. I love knowing that not every book is going to take me a month to read. Being not a super quick reader, I love books that can be quite hard-hitting and all-encompassing in a very small, condensed version. So, that may be of interest to you as well. Library Mindset on Instagram. Check it out. And speaking of recommendations, I wanted to share this one, and this may sound like such a sponsor, but I guarantee you, no one is getting paid for this. I have spoken with the team at this company, and they're awesome. And yes, they were generous enough to send me some of their products. But that's just because you can connect with people and make good relationships and give and receive and all that. So no one's getting paid for this. There is no ongoing collaboration here. I just wanted to share. If you are if you are someone who trains in the morning and in particular quite early, and also has a very high impact day, high impact physical day, following that training session in the morning. I don't know about you, but I've found that, and yeah, just even more context, like this is my idea of how can I provide easy and accessible value and insight into those who may be in a relatable position. So yeah, if you're someone who works all day after training in the morning, and maybe you're like me and you train in the morning because it's the only time where you can put quality energy and intention and drive into your training session, you probably don't want the highest, most stimulating pre-workout. Not pre-workout as in, well, maybe if you have a pre-workout, it's probably 250 to 300 milligrams of caffeine at least. But yeah, that's my very point. If you're working throughout the day as well, and you are consuming caffeine throughout the day also, because, well, let's be real, you need it to get through whatever you're doing. If it's something that's highly strenuous, I personally found that I was consuming way too much caffeine in a given day. Like I was having my I was actually having a pre-workout, like, to be fair, quite a natural, very, very quality pre-workout that had around 250 to 300 milligrams of caffeine, exactly what I was saying. And then my entire day would include like a shot of espresso, double espresso, iced latte, that sort of thing, right? And then I do these check-ins at the end of the week to send to my coach, and it's a really good question. He's like, "Well, one of the questions is how much caffeine did you consume on the daily?" And it really made me it put into perspective the amount that I was having, and really made me notice, holy crap, that's more than enough. That's more than enough for one person. Because it was getting up to like 600 milligrams, which is just crazy. Anyway, the fantastic product that I wanted to throw out there, and I just found this at Woolies one day. I was just walking around, and I was just like, I love to check out that health food and supplement aisle every now and then. You never know what's sort of in there, and sometimes you get some rare bargains on. Some actually really fantastic, pardon me, some really fantastic, oh, dog's coming in to chill, products. And I'm just gonna have a drink. Just give me a sec. It's my podcast. I'm solo, whatever. Oh, yeah. Chai tea. Yeah, baby. Yes. I was just wandering through and I think I was just looking for some electrolytes, just some really quick, those like you drop in water, they dissolve, electrolytes to just chuck in my water throughout the day. Because again, like high activity, high amount of perspiration, electrolytes, super important. You got to keep that stuff in, adding salt to your water, all that sort of thing. But I was like, let's just check it out, see what's there. And then I found this tube that looked very much just like a, I don't know, Barocca tube, with those effervescent tablets, those things that you chuck in and they dissolve. And I saw this one called Wakey Wakey, and it's an enjoyable name. And I checked it out, and I was checking out the ingredients, and that stuff's very important to me. Like you know, your body is your temple, and I like to treat mine as such. And so I was like, "Oh, let's check out what this is." And Yeah, it's just got 100 milligrams of caffeine and guarana, and that is split up. I'm just gonna check it out now, so I'm not saying the wrong amounts of these things. But yeah, caffeine 40 milligrams, and then guarana 273 milligrams. And a couple of other things. Anyway, oh, it's got theamine as well. It's got vitamin B3. Things that are very, very simple but pack a punch for your sessions, for your training sessions, and getting about in the morning. And yeah, so I checked this out and I thought, let's give it a go. I think it was on sale at the time, and the next morning for my session, I had it, and it was not how do I explain this? It gave me the same amount of I mean, to an extent, these things can very much be placebo. You know, if you go into a routine and you're doing these things, I could, for the sake of it, be drinking Cordial in the morning, and if someone mixed it up and was like, "Oh, your pre-workout's ready," and I drink my Cordial in the morning for my session, sure, the body's gonna be like, "Oh, there's our morning drink. Let's get it. Let's crush it." But anyway, in saying that, this was fantastic. Yeah, I just chucked it in with the water, mixed in my glutamine, citrulline, acetyl-L-carnitine, all that sort of stuff, like in powdered form. Mixed it to it. It mixed super well, and delicious. There's a few flavors out there, but yeah, absolutely delicious. And it was so great to know that at max, I was only consuming 100 milligrams of caffeine in that dose instead of 250, 300 milligrams. So it was almost like, and I'm on these now, I've been using them for like over a month daily, and it's fantastic knowing that using only a much smaller amount of caffeine before training means that I not over consume during the day and throughout that day. So yeah, that's another one that I thought, hey, anyone out there who's extremely physical but also trains in the morning and want something that isn't going to absolutely throw those adrenal glands off, check this stuff out, because there are ways out there to get in your morning, whatever you want to call it, morning pre-workout, if you will, but do it in a way where you're not throwing your adrenals off and really taxing your body's ability to create energy naturally, because you're just pumping it, and it's literally just your whole fuel for the day. So yeah, that's something. What else can I tell you about? Also, investing in health and vitality. That's just a it's been a hugely pivotal and confronting and rewarding devotion. I feel like that was a really good way of summing it up, but the past few months, I've just delved and invested more than I ever have into my physical health and my vitality as a whole, what I'm putting into my body. How high quality is my output as well, and adjusting the training and the training and routines around that, and how I'm structuring things. It's just so profound. Investing in health and vitality, you always get back so much more than you put in. And I was thinking about that today. Just financially, even like simply talking about financially, investing into health and vitality. No hidden meaning there. Really just talking about when you invest in yourself financially regarding your health and your vitality, you will get either financial gain from it because you're doing whatever you're doing, you're doing it better because you're happier, you're healthier, you're more capable, or you're receiving that return in the way of health and vitality. And I think it's just, it's such a beautiful and important thing to, pardon me, to be reminded of, hey, how much of my, if we're talking finances, how much of my income am I devoting to being better physically, mentally, spiritually? How much am I using this income to further better myself? It's a good question to ask yourself. Really, really good question. Getting massages, getting remedial work as well, that stuff has been incredibly powerful for me too. I don't know if you guys have ever had a head massage, but oh, let me tell you, a head massage, if you're someone who gets, whenever you are enduring a stressful time in your life and you feel that tension in your body, if you have that bodily awareness, that physical awareness of stress in your body, you'll notice it, and you'll feel that tightness, that clenching. And for me personally, whenever I'm experiencing times of higher amounts of stress, I get the tightest skin on my head. And I think that it very much contributes to the fact that I have a receding hairline and that it has growingly receded. I'm going to actually share something on that in a sec as well, because it's also a really cool thing. But yes, relieving the tension through massage and getting a head massage for me in particular has been so awesome. And Brianna, like, I'll come out of a massage and Brianna will feel my head and feel like the skin on my head. And it is literally looser to the touch. It is, you can actually move it. You can put your finger on it and move skin, as opposed to when I am not under stress and have had the massage. As opposed to when I am under stress and I've just not, I haven't addressed the, or gifted myself the time of recovery, relaxation, and yeah, massaging, it's polar opposites. It's incredible. So if you're someone who gets tension in the body, you notice it, do yourself a favor, invest in those things, because they change entirely the way that you can show up. Like, why do we overlook that? Why do we overlook that stuff so much as humans? If we can devote a little, small amount of time, energy, and money to something that is going to have an effect on how we can be the following day, it's a no-brainer. I think that we forget. We don't value ourselves enough to keep it up. So let's talk about normalizing head massages. Let's talk about normalizing that. Maybe less normalizing an infinite amount of genders. Maybe normalize some self-love and respect. Maybe we should start there. Anyway, not going to spend too much time on that one. Yeah, I was going to say, man, I apologize. My throat is, I've had a bit of a week of congestion, and I'm at that stage where it's just like you get that random tickle that comes back again, and or that random snottiness. Anyway, I'm going to have another sip of my tea here, and then we're going to move on, and I'm going to tell you something interesting, I hope. Oh, that honey's good. Yes, head massages and receding hairlines. Now, if you're someone who has only been following me, or maybe we've only met in the last couple of years, you may not know, but I used to have dreadlocks down to my bum. I had these luscious dreadlocks, very, very well maintained. I would like to point that out. I washed them, I shampooed them, I even conditioned them because I like how it made them really smooth. And I liked how it made them really soft to touch. And my dreads in particular were very, they were those thin ones. Thin and matured. I had them for like, I don't know, 8 years or whatever. And, oh, there's a couple stories here, a couple avenues I could go down with the dreadlocks. Maybe one for a different time, but anyway, long story that I will share at a different time. Long story short, I had too much of an attachment, an emotional identity attachment to these dreadlocks, which is why I shaved them. Anyway, apologize again, just a little burp, wanted to keep it under my breath, one of those ones. Yes, I'm solo in the podcast, but I still have manners. Let's get to the story. What am I saying here? Yeah. I shaved the dreads and I realized, that's not a great hairline. It's very easy to notice those things when you don't have hair. And so I started exploring a little bit in regards to hair regrowth, and the world of hair regrowth and all of that is crazy. You can go down the rabbit hole of full medications and topical creams, all that sort of thing, and or you can go down the rabbit hole of completely natural and completely home remedies. Yeah, home remedies. And yeah, me being someone who really gives the respect to natural options first, natural and home remedies before anything else, I started exploring that, and there's something called microneedling, and there's a company called Dr. Pen, and you can buy these microneedling pens. They're basically like, imagine a tattoo gun that is not injecting ink. Instead, it's the needle firing in and out, not deep, but deep enough to make a micro tear in the skin and in the tissue, so much to promote regrowth of that part of the skin, and in turn it can also promote regrowth of hair. So yeah, I got onto that, and I got one of these pens, and I have not been consistent with it enough to say, hey, this works, or hey, this doesn't work. But yeah, in my research and exploration around all this, studies have actually shown that the pairing of microneedling, a consistent routine of microneedling, and head massaging, again, a consistent routine of head massaging, these two things alone can increase regrowth and promote regrowth of hair quite impressively. So yeah, maybe that's something that is also of value for yourself if you've noticed a receding hairline or even lighter thin hair. It can be incredible for that as well. So if you're keen, let me know. I'll give you some details and point you in the right direction. And in the meantime, I will also, I'm needing to really create a solid routine around that as well, because I was for a short amount of time, and we were already noticing little baby hairs coming through, and they were really trying. They were trying to pop out and be like, hey, keep this up. Like, I want to be big and strong, but I didn't allow that. Anyway, moving on. That's my hair journey to this day. A big part of that. You know what? I'll share a little bit. The attachment to my dreadlocks. Yeah, I went all through primary school. No, sorry. The last years of primary school and all through high school, up until I dropped out, I had dreadlocks, and everybody knows that the years through school, for myself anyway, in particular high school, a lot happens. The body is changing an insane amount. The mind is changing an insane amount, and you're experiencing things, so many things for the first time. Love, breakups, puberty, everything, all these new experiences, and it can feel like absolute hell. It can feel absolutely, absolutely like the end of the world as a young teenager trying to get through school and wondering how is this worth it? This was my experience anyway. Man, school was a real challenge for me. My mum noticed it after year 11. She was like, "Well, yeah, it's clearly not for you. But hey, if you don't have to be there, you just need to find something else to do." So anyway, that's a whole other thing. And I did that. So I dropped out of school, but the connection that I had and everything that I experienced through those years of schooling, all the events that happened there, I felt were so tightly connected and so interlacing with my identity, that I got to a point one day, this was, you know, quite a few years after school, in the job that I was at that time, and it was just a huge epiphany. I just realized I need to remove these dreadlocks, and I need to do it now, basically, because I'd realized that so much of my pain, so much of my trauma, so many of my memories and discomfort around who I was and how I held myself and how I showed up, they all revolved around and were held in my hair and what the identity of someone with dreadlocks held. That's not a stereotype. I'm saying for me personally, I was known as the guy who had dreadlocks. I was that ranger with dreadlocks. To be fair, they weren't fully. I had them like slightly colored at some stage. But anyway, yes, I'm a ranger. Just be proud, man. Be proud. And so I got rid of him. I thought, well, okay, if I'm gonna do it, let's do it in some sort of way, so it's not just like a shave, done, boom. I thought, let's do this with a bang, because I owe it to myself, and also if I can give back in somehow, I'd like to do that. So I checked out the World's Greatest Shave, signed up and whatever it was, and then made an event. I was like, hey, I'm shaving my dreads of 8 years or whatever it is. And close friends who they had a gym, and they were like, hey, you can come do it here. Everyone came, everyone gathered. I sat down in the middle of everyone, and then a few people had the chance to chop off some dreads. I think that some of them even still have the dreads, which is both weird and very sweet. and that was it. I got rid of them, and I was free from quite literally the weight that this identity in these dreadlocks had on me. So, and then I noticed the receding hairline, and I was like, man, what a shame. Let's get the dreadlocks back. No, thank you. I'm good without them. I love my hair. I love my head. As receding as it may be, I really could not care less. It's the best decision, one of the best decisions I've made in my life in regards to my physical appearance, and in a few facets, like obviously all that, what I held, the meaning I held with the dreads, but also I think there's something, one of the biggest decisions I made as well as a young adult is take pride and put time into how, into my appearance, into how I would like to look, and allowing myself to want to like how I look, and dress accordingly. So the dreads and the hair and stuff, like growing the beard, these are things that I'm noticing. I'm just like falling more into what feels super aligned and super easy and natural for myself. And sure, that may change, but I think there's a hugely under, what would you say? There's like a, I don't think it's spoken about enough, particularly in men anyway. The emphasis on putting time, effort, and energy and money as well into how you look, because it says a huge amount about your character, about how you would like to be portrayed, and how you intend to be, how you intend to show up in your life as well. So with the hair, with the clothes you wear, and with, even posture, man, I mean, your physical appearance as well, like physically, what is the body that you would like? What is the body that that shows and expresses what matters to you? That's a huge one too. And yeah, I remember changing up my entire wardrobe almost instantly. With my wardrobe, I'm always like, if there's something I would like to change and adjust, it always means something has to, and if there's something that I would like to add into the wardrobe, something must always be removed. And for me, it just ended up being I gradually got rid of everything that I once had and now have everything that does feel right for me. Yeah, and I found that it's very much just earthy, neutral colors and tones, which are so easy to pair with things, and you can just rock it and show up to your training sessions in these colors, and also show up to dinners and whatever in these colors. Anyway, I don't know how we got onto fashion, but I think again, there's underlying meaning here. There's underlying importance, and I guess that's what this podcast is. Hey, you know, we're talking about things that do matter in a very forthright way, and sometimes that can, yeah, there's messages beyond the words that I'm using. But regardless, I'm doing it in my forthright way. I'm doing it in the way that expels from me. Anyway, what's next, hey? That's probably almost the end of the podcast. I've shared a whole lot of odd, random, interesting, I hope, and a vast array of bits and pieces here, but this is really cool. I'm really enjoying this. Thank you again to those who have been, you've been here for years. I've been doing this for years. Those of you who listened to the first episode, and sent me a message, thank you so much. Jan, man, thank you, brother. If you hear this one again, there's a little sneaky shout out right there for you. I just want to say thank you to you. You sent me a message personally, directly, and said, hey, love that podcast. I want more. That's perfect. If I can receive more of that and provide more of that, we're all winning. We're all very happy. We're all very grateful. Life is bliss. Life is beautiful. Let's keep leaning in, being forthright in what we feel we need to do, what we feel we need to say, share, express. That's what this is. This is my way of doing that. This is my way of being forthright. Another way of being forthright, I'm just going to put it out there. If you need a movie to watch, that, and this is like, oh, you know what? This is perfect for a Sunday night. If you hear this tonight anyway, otherwise it's perfect for any day. I'm not going to be biased if you hear this on a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Wednesday. This is also perfect for a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Wednesday, but it happens to be Sunday, so I'm going to say this is perfect for a Sunday night. If you want a movie to watch that gets you fired up, you know what? It might not. These are movies that get me fired up, but if you're listening to this, there's a chance that what I watch is also something that you would watch and you would enjoy. So I'm going to say this with no shame at all, with so much love for these two movies. If you haven't watched Soul, if you have not watched Soul yet, it's an animated movie, but please have an open mind, have an open heart, check it out. Do yourself a favor. And another one I wanted to say as well, and this is very random, but very, very forthright of me. I'm telling you what to watch here. Watch the movie Tick, Tick, Boom with Andrew Garfield. He's not just amazing as Spider-Man. Ooh, he's not just amazing as the Amazing Spider-Man. He is also an incredibly talented musical and he's an incredibly multifaceted actor, and Tick, Tick, Boom will light your heart and your genitalia and your stomach and your whole body up. Again, it did for me. It might not for you, but I'm telling you it will. So I really hope it does. Tick, Tick, Boom. I think it's a Netflix movie. But find it wherever you watch your movies, and Soul as well. Those two movies, if you want to feel incredibly good and incredibly fired up about doing things and continuing to do things that matter to you before it's too late, because too late is any time other than now, that's pretty sick. Check these movies out. But hey, until next time, big love, much appreciation. Huge gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with me through an even more interesting podcast episode of Forthright. Cheers.